Oscar Michaud, a pioneering African-American filmmaker and one of the most prolific directors in American cinema, left behind an indelible mark on the film industry during the first half of the 20th century. Known for tackling racial issues and pushing boundaries, Michaud's work often explored themes of identity, struggle, and justice within the context of Black life in America. Among his notable projects is The Betrayal, a film released in 1948 that has since been lost to time. The story of The Betrayal and its disappearance offers a fascinating lens into Michaud's career, the challenges of early independent filmmaking, and the cultural importance of preserving marginalized voices in cinema. This is Land of the Lost, The Betrayal. The Betrayal was Michaud's final film, and its production carried a weight of significance. By the time he embarked on this project, Michaud had spent over 3 decades in the film industry, defying systemic barriers and consistently challenging Hollywood's portrayal of African Americans. He produced over 40 films during his career, most of which were part of the race film movement, a genre created by and for Black audiences during an era when segregation and racial discrimination pervaded every aspect of American life. Michaud's films offered alternative narratives to the degrading stereotypes propagated by mainstream cinema, and they frequently addressed issues of race, class, and social injustice. The Betrayal was no exception. Adapted from Michaud's novel, The Wind from Nowhere, the film centered on themes of love, betrayal, and racial identity. It told the story of a Black man navigating complex relationships and confronting societal prejudices in his quest for success. Michaud was deeply invested in stories that showcased Black ambition and resilience, while also exposing the systemic obstacles that hindered progress. Although details of the film's exact plot remain elusive due to its lost status, contemporary reviews and Michaud's own writings suggest that The Betrayal was a highly personal project, reflecting his own struggles as a Black entrepreneur in a racially divided society. The making of The Betrayal was an ambitious endeavor for Michaud. By the late 1940s, the race film era was waning, and the rise of integrationist cinema made it increasingly difficult for Black filmmakers to secure funding and distribution. Michaud, ever resourceful, financed the film independently, as he had done with most of his earlier works. He wrote, directed, and produced the film himself, showcasing his trademark determination and versatility. Despite limited resources, Michaud managed to bring his vision to life, completing what would become his swan song in the world of cinema. When The Betrayal premiered in 1948, it garnered mixed reviews. Some critics hailed it as a powerful exploration of racial identity and praised Michaud's daring storytelling. Others criticized its production quality and narrative structure, reflecting the persistent double standards faced by Black filmmakers. Michaud, however, was unrelenting in his belief in the film's importance. He marketed it as a bold statement on race relations and toured extensively to promote it, often hosting screenings in segregated theaters where it was one of the few opportunities for Black audiences to see themselves represented on screen with dignity and complexity. Despite Michaud's efforts, The Betrayal struggled to achieve widespread success. The film's limited distribution and niche appeal meant that it reached only a fraction of the audience it deserved. Moreover, Michaud's health began to decline during this period, making it difficult for him to sustain the rigorous demands of independent filmmaking and self-promotion. After The Betrayal, Michaud retreated from the public eye, and he passed away in 1951. The film, like much of Michaud's work, gradually faded into obscurity. The loss of The Betrayal is emblematic of the broader challenges faced by early independent Black filmmakers. The systemic neglect of race films, combined with the fragile nature of early film stock, contributed to the disappearance of many works from this era. Michaud's films were particularly vulnerable because of his limited financial resources, which often necessitated using cheaper materials and smaller distribution networks. Consequently, many of his films were not preserved, and The Betrayal is believed to be among the countless silent and early sound films that were either destroyed, deteriorated, or discarded over time.